5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to
Is this becoming like Dante's,
blunt flip? Lighter flip.
Yeah, lighter flip.
I'm not letting you.
Will you cut me off?
I'm not letting you ever intro without being interrupted. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Summer Sessions. Isn't it crazy how just a few months ago I was a guest, then I became a regular, and now I lead this podcast?
Now you've ruined the integrity of this podcast.
I lead this podcast now, bro. Yeah, we'll continue with the introductions.
We are here, Summer Sessions, man. This is episode 52 of the podcast, man. This is the first official one of 2021 with the whole squad because the real source revealed on OT that I had back issues last week, and that's
nigga,
why we had to push
hot.
It back. And our back was hot. We are here, man. It is it's a nice 88 degrees in Los Angeles right now. I don't know what the cold
is
like. It's hot as shit. I got the windows open. I got the fan on.
Yeah.
I don't know, Joe, is it snowing in Chicago?
We ain't gonna talk about that right now, bro.
And as usual, man, you know where to follow us, man. You can follow us on, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at BarbChairScott. You can follow Young Pat Vito, that Pavy Word, on Twitter and Instagram. Go to PatVerbs.com right now. Keep streaming Letter to My Exes. We got a new record. When you listen to this podcast, that record will be dropping tonight on all platforms. That record is called Soft Lips. Yes, that is a hilarious title. But of course, any Pavy song has a hilarious title. So look out for that tonight on all your streaming platforms. You can follow Tito Santana Damien at @I'm_VelvetJones on Twitter. And we've got Flows at Flows and Delini on Twitter. If you are not a Barber's Chair Network Patreon subscriber, what are you waiting for, man? Patreon.com/Barber's Chair Network. Sign up for the $5 package if you just want to hear extra Summer Sessions episode. But if you want everything, sign up for the $10 Barber's Chair All Access, man. So we are here. We are recording this while the Two Angry Men Bowl is on between Drew Brees and Tom Brady. Usually we don't record this early, but Damien's work schedule's changed, so we have to go accordingly. He's got the major pain cut right now.
But I don't know how niggas can do night shift because, nigga, it's a struggle.
So why? Did they just switch you there?
Like, yeah, they just switched me. I mean, I was on the same shift for like 8-9 years.
Mm.
So they was like, fuck it.
It was like, all right, time for change, nigga.
Yeah, and I've been dying. Because you're supposed to go to sleep during what? Middle of the day, evening. That's when all the games is on and all that shit.
Yeah.
So trying to catch a nap while every game is on. Niggas in the group chat talking about the game. So I'm waking up every 10 minutes like, oh shit, what'd I miss? Next thing you know, I'm going to work off of like 3 hours of sleep. And that bitch dead.
I can't imagine doing that. I always say the earlier the better for me. If I gotta wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to work, and that means I get to be home by like 2, hey nigga, I will take it. I'm not trying to do no fucking late shifts ever.
See, I could do swings. That was my shit. You get to sleep in, go to work, get off where it's not too late where you can't go out and do shit. So that's why I fuck with that one for so long.
Hey, what's your shift? What hours?
9 to 7:30. Yeah.
I worked. I worked 8 to 5 in a theater. It was hell. But I gotta get used to it.
8 to 5 a.m.
8 to 5 a.m. man, cleaning shitty theaters, bro.
Oh, okay.
Damn, when the last movie was show?
No, he talking about not right now. Oh, he talking about. Oh.
Like back working out. Oh God, hell no. Oh,
Lord. Yeah, no. I'm saying like back then though.
Man, when what Avengers movie came out then? I worked in 2014 to 2015.
Age of Ultron, nigga.
No, wasn't that one the people were so excited about?
Winter Soldier.
Maybe it was Winter Soldier 2014. It was Winter Soldier. I worked those 2 years, and
you know I'm Marvel Mel Kiper, man. You know I know the dates. Right.
And people were so excited about this, they used to add times. So niggas was freaking seeing the film at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when the movie would start. Because it was just that packed. It was that packed that they had to put out new times. And the new times would not be
on. I missed that, bro.
The new times would not be on like the website. And niggas would have to come inside the theater to find out.
Pat, I'm with you, man.
I missed that, G.
I'm with you now. Nah, this is why I'm with you now. I don't watch the last three movies that like debuted on TV, and I'm like, okay.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same, bro. It's not the same.
I just imagine like how much I'd have been on the edge of my seat watching Tenet and Arclight, nigga. I'd have been like, what the fuck?
That is about the community of people, like everybody being excited to like see the movie. You know what I'm saying? Going there and like trying to get your ticket while you still have a seat. Like it was the whole experience of seeing the movie that made it fire.
Oh, you
like,
talking about the old school way when you had the old first come first?
No, even still, like you gotta buy your shit beforehand.
Oh, okay,
like,
that's different. I hate the old school way. You had to wait line.
Nah,
had to box off and hope it wasn't sold out.
Nigga, the longest line I ever been to see a movie when we were kids was either Space Jam, nigga, or Power Rangers, the first movie.
No, but remember, did we all go to see Paranormal Activity? Was you
with
us?
Yeah, we did for like my 22nd birthday or some shit like that.
That shit was fun, bro. That shit was fun as hell.
Because we got drunk and just was in the movie just laughing.
No, nigga. Lotto ass ran out the damn theater.
Yeah, he ran, but we was laughing. But that shit wasn't scary.
But like, nigga, Paranormal Activity 2.
Paranormal Activity 2. And we all went to that movie theater right next to Lucky Strikes.
That was not terrifying.
It wasn't Crestwood. We went downtown for that one.
Oh, we were?
Okay. The only one that was actually legitimately had me on the edge.
The first one. Because I didn't know. Because like I remember my ex was like, yo, let's go see Paranormal Activity. I'm like, all right. I didn't read no type of reviews. I just went to see the movie. So I thought that shit was like not a film. I thought that shit was like just
a documentary
footage, nigga. Like, I'm like, bro, what the hell? But no, like, I missed that, bro. Like, the movies was.
It was a mockumentary, like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Blair Witch Project.
Blair Witch Project. That's it.
But no, going to the movies was a whole community, and like, I missed the community of going to the movies and seeing new movies. That shit was fun to me.
I don't even care. Yeah. To be honest with you.
I mean, I miss the experience. I don't miss spending all the money you spend at a movie theater. Because nowadays, you go to a movie theater. If you go to a movie just by yourself, you can easily spend $50.
And then I know how gross movie theaters are. Like, yes. The seats are not clean, bro. I know AMC practices. How do you get three people to clean six auditoriums in 5 minutes?
It's not clean.
It's not clean. The only time you'll see them clean is there's a sweat mark on the back of the seat. They'll be like, let me wipe that off with sanitizer. Then the sanitizer, you're supposed to change it, I think, every hour. Niggas will take for 4 hours. It's not clean. You take sanitizer buckets. It literally when you get a sanitizer bucket, a stamp is printed on it for when the sanitizer was created, and then when you need to refresh it. It barely got refreshed as it should.
I mean, but
niggas would just say, all right, let me wipe the popcorn up, let me sweep it under the seat. And we walk past the row, if it looked good, sometimes we just scan up to the top and say, all right, it look cool, walk it out.
I mean, but also niggas is just sitting down for the most part.
It's still gross though.
I mean, still nasty. Like, niggas is sitting down, G. We've like fully clothed. You ain't gotta. Now, if you go the whole day without washing, that shit's disgusting.
We got people who don't even, we had to tell them to wash their hands. Are you really be shocked if a lot of people don't wipe their ass? Would that be such of a reveal to you?
Dude, we had a woman who had a breakdown and then shat on the seat.
Oh my goodness. Okay, nah, no. Lord. Oh, okay, no. Oh,
we
no.
Just,
oh, no.
We just closed the auditorium because nobody was going to clean it. I was like, I ain't cleaning that. Oh, it was like, you want to get fired? I'm like, that's cool, nigga. I'm not cleaning that.
Oh, no. Nigga, I would have just clocked out, went home.
No. I'm like, you know what? This doesn't mean that much to me.
So we just closed the auditorium and let the night crew take care of it, which is terrible. But
I don't need the job that much.
So you left human feces on the seat for 7 hours.
Uh-huh.
Just hot.
I don't know. It wasn't 7 hours. It was like I only work 8 to 4. So So I was in an 8-4, 8-5, 8-6. So whenever I went in there, it was always late. So more than likely, it was probably like 12. The night crew gets there around 2. So at least 2 hours of just feces was there.
It's disgusting.
But on top of that, people didn't have sex in the theaters. I can't tell you how many times I didn't see folks waiting. Like, man, can we go inside the theater yet? I'm like, hold on, let me go ahead and check. And there's a couple sitting right there. I'm like, come on, bro. What are y'all doing?
How long did you work there? I feel like you worked there for a minute.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, that was your longest job, right?
No, nigga.
What was your longest job?
You the videographer from my university?
Oh, I'm talking about like a shitty job. I'm not talking about that one.
Oh, yes. Terrible job, yes, easily.
So, the worst job I ever had, I worked at Skydeck, me and Thomas. Me and Thomas worked at Skydeck at Sears Tower. You know, niggas come upstairs, come up, take their pictures with the, you know, on the Sears Tower and shit. Oh, look at us, we're so high up. Like, we would do that shit in college. And then once they realized me and Thomas were friends, they switched our shifts like some assholes. Like, right. They moved me to the night shift. So me and Thomas probably working for like an hour together. And then Thomas go home like, well, all right, nigga, have fun. And I'm there literally till they close Sears Tower down. I'm downtown at like 2 a.m. in the morning looking stupid. And I was just like, fuck this damn job, nigga. My feet used to be hurting, stand up all day. And I hate to say this, but a lot of them tourists be musty, G. I'm not going to say what race these people were, but that a lot of them was musty, G. Big must. Big summertime must.
What, was it one that you would have been scared of?
What?
Let's just say this. No, I'm not going to say that. Anyway, no. This
you, was on the, you was on the high floor.
This is OC. I was saying this on my mind.
You was on a high floor, bro. What you own? What you own, bro?
Water.
Oh shit!
It was I want to say it, man.
Okay, fuck it. Oh, go.
Fuck it. It was 10th anniversary of 9/11. I text Thomas that day. Like, you coming in today?
Oh, I'm talking about that.
I was like, nigga, I'm not coming in. Shit, nigga, I don't know what they got up on actually today.
Gee, niggas are wild. I am not participating in this.
Look, man, what time is it? It's 4 o'clock. I'm drinking Jameson. I'm gonna get a happy hour one way or another. I was like, nigga, I miss going to Rocco's, bro.
You could have still went for a couple of
months. No, I'm talking about that ain't the same. I'm talking about the regular vibe, G. I ain't talking about the quarantine vibe. I
preferred the vibe.
We know you don't. You don't. You prefer the spaced out vibe. I'm talking about
it was dope, there. G. Like
if you think Scott, there'd be time we'd be at Rocco's. Niggas would be back to back while we sitting
like,
on
that the, shit was disgusting, G. Like
table.
That shit was
the table. And that was back to back to
now. That shit was very disgusting, G. Like niggas really should have been more spread out. Like, bro,
we
sitting
had
up
a
here,
good time, man.
We sitting up here drinking. Like, but you gotta think about how disgusting bars really are. You sitting there drinking, niggas is yelling at niggas, human motherfucking saliva flying everywhere, and niggas is sitting right on top of niggas.
Niggas had a good time. Had you a Rocco burger, you know what I'm saying? Have a couple drinks. We always start with a couple drinks.
I hope the lady
Damien
doing
comes
well.
And we end yes. the and of course the bartender from Cincinnati who Pav never said anything to.
I did talk to her.
How's the weather today?
Nah, I talked to her. She said she had a boyfriend. Remember?
Yeah, that's the first line of defense.
Yeah, but like my whole
that's the first line. That's like my dog ate my homework.
Yeah, but like I would go in there sometimes by myself and like have a conversation with her, like a slight conversation. Because every time allegedly. I went like 2 times by myself. We like slight conversation, like okay. During the day.
Niggas talking about Carlos Dunlap and fucking AJ Green.
Hope she's doing well.
You say hope she's doing. I hope she is too.
Probably got OnlyFans now.
Yeah, probably.
Yo, you know, like, this OnlyFans subscribers had to go up at least by 50%.
The OnlyFans market definitely went up after the pandemic.
Nigga, I be so shocked when I click on a woman's profile and she don't have a link in the bio. G. If she don't have a link, tree, I'm shocked.
Like regular ass with OnlyFans,
regular women, Linktree, Twitter. Instagram, OnlyFans at the bottom of the link tree.
And they be, you know, they be desperate because they should be like $30 a month because they broke. All they need is a couple subscribers to pay their phone bill.
Is that the Dutch ones or those the ones would be like $2.99 That's the desperate ones. I think it's just trying to gather the clientele.
Nah, see, it's like different strategies. So some will have like low subscriber rates, but they'll charge for all their content. And then like others will have like $50 to like subscribe to them, but then like their whole content to be free.
I just don't ever know what will be the reason that I'll ever pay for OnlyFans.
Sometimes you just gotta see them.
You wanna see that bad?
Sometimes you just wanna see.
Okay. Hey man, hey, do what you gotta do.
It's $5, fuck it. It's $5. I got $5. Fuck it.
I get the impulse, but nah, bro.
It's $5, fuck it. I'll pay the $5.
$5?
I'll pay the $5.
I'll pay the $5. You fuck it.
I'm not paying for that, bro.
I'm not paying the
$5. Yeah, I'm not paying the $5. Not at all. Now we got the Busted Challenge out here in the streets for free.
Yeah. Beautiful thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Kind of stinks so far.
Hey, this man Tom Brady got 5 yards passing.
I mean, look, man, it's for first quarter, bro. First quarter. This nigga, Drew Brees knocking niggas out with these little 2 miles per hour balls he throwing and shit.
I still don't know how Pat Mahomes got knocked out like that, though, G.
Yeah, knocked the fuck out. You see how his head hit that shit?
Yeah, but like, no, his head didn't hit the ground, bro.
His head did hit the ground.
It really did.
That hard.
Remember, dude, concussions are really, it depends.
That nigga got up like a baby deer. I was like, God damn.
Now this is the G. I'm still the Chad Henne game.
That blew me. That blew me.
Hilarious.
Because I
legit. I was like, hold on. I was like, Tony Romo, there's no way they're snapping this ball. 4th and inches right. With a shotgun. There's no with Chad Henne, no way.
Like, first of all, that play was not brave, and that play was not a smart play by any Marie. It was a stupid play. And if they had a competent defense, somebody would have picked that off. Because it's so easy to tell. That's literally Andy Reid's bread and butter, but the freaking Browns are just morons. That blew me. That whole game blew me. I'm like,
if that was Matt Nagy, we'd have been, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, you know how angry I would have been, bro?
Let that man run. Niggas. You let Chad Henne run for 14 yards.
14 yards? I don't remember Chad Henne. Dude, I remember Chad Henne back, and he left in, I think, like 2009. But I remember he played back for the team up north, nigga. And he used to play Ohio State, nigga.
They said 2005, Joe.
No, that's when he came in. That's when he came in.
Henne been for that's a minute,
came,
dog.
That's when he came in. He almost stayed 4 years. At Michigan. He almost stayed 4 years.
He was with Mike Hart, wasn't he?
I want to say Mike Hart was in his last year when he came there, or
nigga.
Something like
it
that.
Mike Hart
a coach now.
Nigga, it was Troy Smith versus Chad Henne.
Nigga,
Troy Smith did used to work their ass, but it was that game. Cause I remember wasn't it a time because Ohio State was dominating Michigan for like 14 straight years. Then they found
it's always dominating.
I'm about to say, ain't they still dominating Michigan?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Nah, the 90s, Michigan had a little bit of a run, G.
Oh, of course. That was some of Michigan's best teams.
Yeah, they had slight run.
But matter of fact, Harbaugh hasn't even beat us yet.
And what did he get? A new contract.
A new contract.
Which is crazy because that rivalry used to mean, like, remember, who was it? Was it Trussell that got fired because he couldn't beat, was it Trussell?
Nah, it was that old-ass nigga.
Jim Trestle got fired for that. Jim
Trestle got fired for some other shit.
He got fired because of scandal stuff. Because remember, Jim Trestle had a title under his belt. But Jim Trestle also didn't know how to modernize. Like in 2000, in 2001, when he won, after that, it was time to start modernizing the game. But Jim Trestle didn't want to listen to that. And I remember back in like, my high school time, we used to go to the Natty or we go to like a Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, whatever it was, and get smoked.
Thrashed every damn time.
Like, come on,
Big Ten would get cooked by the Pac-10 every well, Pac-12 every single time.
Every single time it was annoying. But now them days is over, because now everybody is freaking recruiting so much better. That's why I hate college football. College football is trash. I love it, but it's trash.
I personally like college football when it was still more like regional recruiting.
No, bro, like, because the South got a freaking monopoly on talent.
Yeah, but at the same time, it was like different play styles. It was like the West Coast was a little bit more finesse because they all had like the West Coast athletes, so like the niggas always had great quarterbacks. The South just had like different niggas, like them niggas was just hungry, a different type of hungry. And the Midwest had like knock them down, drag out. He's like linemen, like knock them down, drag out, slow football type things.
Midwest breeds some of the best linemen, period.
And the East Coast just had nothing because nobody plays football over there.
Nobody cares.
They got football fields in the East Coast.
Does New York even have football teams?
It's a great question.
I'm talking about
New York got grass to play.
I didn't know that.
Space in New York City to play a football team in high school.
They got football stadiums, but like
I'm very intrigued to see how it looks. Everything looks like
I mean, the fucking Giants play in fucking Jersey.
That's true.
This is a real question.
I want to ask niggas from here, what did you all play football? Did you have to leave the city? Did you have to leave Manhattan? Where'd you go? Did you go out of the city?
They'll probably have like
football fields
playing on the concrete.
They probably got like a stadium with like you know how like Gately is in Chicago.
Gately is one of the worst stadiums on planet Earth.
Oh, let's relax. Hold on, no, that's not true.
Joseph said next he had his glory day games over there. Gately was trash, nigga.
No, Gately, I had
the niggas had one door to get in.
We played Steinmetz.
It's one entrance to get in and out of Gately, bro.
We played Steinmetz at Gately, and
where's the coach music?
Okay. And this one nigga got three sacks off me at Gately. And nigga told me you're gonna be on my highlight tape, so we just got in a fight. I just literally punched him. I said, all right, nigga, you're gonna have to fade me, bro. You have to run my fade. And I won the fight, so that's all that matters. So they'll never find out about his highlight tape. Then he got arrested later on in life. So who's the real victor here?
Me, real victor.
So, but no, Gately was cool. Rockney was bad. Rockney okay. was rocks.
Yeah, Rockney.
They just called concussions in Rockney, bro.
What was that? So did y'all play that homecoming? I only went to one homecoming game my whole 4 years. When y'all played Lane Tech and y'all beat theirs. Cause I was like, I'm a senior. It was 07. I was like, I'm a senior. 06, 07. I was like, I'm a senior, so I might as well go to a homecoming game.
You played that my, yeah, that's right. No, what was it? I don't remember. Lane Tech had one of the coldest fields, though. Lane Tech.
No, y'all just... weren't. Y'all. It was a home game for y'all. Don't be y'all beat
probably a Rockney. It was probably a Rockney.
Yeah, that's probably what. Is Rockney the one? Which one? Is Rockney out west?
Yes.
Okay, well, that was Rockney.
Every time, so, you know, like when it's four quarters, everybody tells you throw up the fours. Mm-hmm. And so the coach will throw up your fours. We're like, nope.
Hell no.
We ain't throwing up no fours.
Not over here, nigga.
What you talking about? And the funny thing is, we had, what was his name? Not Devontae. I forgot what his name, but one of his brothers was a legitimate four corner hustler. He was cool people. Every time it was a four corner, that nigga be in the crowd literally throwing it up. Crying,
what
laughing.
You talking about, nigga?
But nah, man. High school football was cold, bro.
I know you talking about every other episode. That
Jonathan doesn't count.
Huh?
Jonathan had that. You show up to practice. You on the team?
Yeah.
And Pete's Fresh Market. Huh?
I just remember when you all played. The team you all used to get smoked by Walter
Lutheran? What are you talking about? Lutheran. Lady Lakes?
We played them in a jamboree. And their defense sucked. But, nigga, they had some of the coldest skill players I've ever seen.
How are you niggas this cold?
One receiver
them
six,
niggas
three.
Was cold. G.
I'm like,
niggas
we are sophomores. Cold. How are you 6'3"?
Them niggas was cold, G, and football, them niggas was...
Is it just me, or did high schools, when we were, like, in grammar school, shit look bigger than high schools when we got there? Maybe because I was just younger. Like, I felt like high school, when you get to high school...
High school looked like colleges.
Yeah, now they do, because them niggas got, like, I don't drugs in their food. I don't know what the fuck. But when I was in, I feel like we didn't look like high schools.
Nah.
I'm like a baby in high school, dude.
Nah, when I came to the South, the senior class looked like 22-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Dude, look at the pictures of our parents, bro. Like my pops are like a grown man in high school.
It looked like Lionel Richie when he was in high school.
It's because they couldn't get phased yet.
That's a solid point. That's a solid point.
Niggas weren't getting the phase.
They weren't getting phased. Their hair was just growing and once that shit grow.
Brother, they said, let me get a what? We gonna shape up that fro. That's all we doing.
Right. Nigga, we gonna
make that bitch round and even.
Take these scissors and a shaver and have at it, nigga.
Oh, let me cut you up. We ain't give you no fade, brother. We don't even know what that is.
Abraham Froze.
I wonder who came up with that shit.
Yeah, fact. Who was the first?
They fade this nigga hair.
It had to have been a mistake. It had to been
like in the 80s.
I gotta mark that. Hold on. That mark kind of decent. Let me just hold up.
What was the word in the 80s that meant that shit? I'm working with something.
Yeah, I know the nigga who first showed up to school, the first high school to show
was
school.
A pioneer.
Bro, I don't think this was like,
yo,
this nigga from Mars, G, where he come from?
That nigga probably walked to the hallway with theme music. Run DMC walking down the hallway.
They thought this nigga was from a different planet.
My Adidas.
That nigga probably spun and shit. It's like, yeah.
Niggas on the block with them big ass, boom boxes and shit.
And boom radio.
This is hip hop. See, niggas got iPhones now. Niggas used to carry around boom boxes.
Gee.
You know how inconvenient that shit is, yo?
No, like I always say, if you think about
nigga.
Let's just say I had like in-game travel and I could go back in the 90s. I would run the goddamn world with an iPhone. I'd run the world.
I would
run iPhone, I'd run that bitch.
Imagine should have been World War II with an iPhone.
nigga.
You always want to go back to medieval times.
Know where the enemies at? Hold on, bro.
Now I just want to go back to medieval times with guns. All
right.
I'm like, nigga, I'm Jon Snow. Fuck you talking about?
Pull up at a civil war with some choppers.
Pull out with a big ass AK-47. I'm the king, nigga. Fuck is y'all talking about?
Nigga stuffing gunpowder. Nah,
lay all these niggas down.
Ain't reloading the musket.
You give me a minigun, G. I could have won entire wars.
Nigga, you get a 4.5. They got fucking 10 bullets, nigga. You win it.
Yeah, but on top of that, what would niggas think? Imagine you in the times of Jesus, nigga. The Roman Empire look at you with swords. I'm like, hold on, bro. I just start picking niggas off. They gonna think I'm a deity. They go, who is this guy? I'm like, yeah, nigga. And I got more clips.
By the way,
I do is make sure I can run back and just turn around and shoot.
By the way, war tactics in like the Civil War were terrible.
What's stupid?
They had literally line up.
Line up, shoot, go to the back of the line, come up, shoot, go to the back of the line. Like, gee, what the fuck is this? We're all gonna die, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
In alphabetical order.
Who thought that was, what was it called? What's that called?
Next man up.
Napoleonic tactics, right?
I think, yeah.
Which was revolutionary. Who thought it was cool to stand up and say, all right, guys, let's shoot these guys and we'll try again.
Go to the back of the line.
Doing a death layup line.
If you were trying to flank niggas, it was deemed it wasn't honorable.
Yeah, you was cheating.
Like, bro, what exactly? Hold on, go back. You can't do that. That's not allowed.
No, that nigga jumped two lines. That nigga jumped two lines.
Hold on, bro. He's using the trees. You can't do that here.
They got snipers, nigga. This ain't right.
That's a flagrant.
Come on, man. We supposed to be brothers.
Couldn't do it, bro.
They're like loading up a can, like niggas loading up cannonball. I know that shit took a good 20 minutes.
Nigga, G. And you nigga, you probably got one shot.
Really not. You just hope it hits someone.
Because you can't really
aim big ass ball, big ass bowling ball. Just hope it hits somebody.
I always say I was born in the right decade, bro. Like,
me too. I'm gonna go back to 90s. Like, see, all them damn nigga crack era. I don't want to live through that.
I was straight. Born at the very tail end of the 80s.
I'll say this for OT. What made niggas think crack was cool, though?
The same thing that made people think growing up in the hood was cool.
What made niggas think Xanax is cool?
People be having a poverty Olympics on Twitter.
Niggas thought coke was cool. Who you think? Niggas thought coke was cool, and then they like crack. That's next level coke.
Oh shit. Niggas still think coke cool.
Let me get this rock. Niggas eyes pop out.
Niggas definitely still do. Coke is definitely like
eyes pop out there.
Yeah, but it's niggas who in Hollywood who have lived their entire years on cocaine and are at least moderately to somewhat okay.
Functional, right.
Crack, you are not okay. There is no
niggas didn't know though until like you start taking that shit. Then you realize niggas is fucked up. But by that time, you addict.
But you're right about that with pills. I don't know what niggas in the hood make it think that they want to take some pills.
Niggas be taking Xanax.
My homie Steve, where'd he get injured? I want to say he caught an injury when he was in Afghanistan, but he didn't get it fixed till he came back. And nigga was on perks. And we was playing Call of Duty. He's like, all right, man, it's my injury. I gotta take this perks since I just had surgery. 5 minutes later, he was like, man, yeah. I'm like, bro, what? And then another 5 minutes, he was asleep. So I never understood what make kids want that.
It's crazy because niggas be scared to take vitamins, but they'll pop Xannies like it's nothing.
Bro.
I don't want to take the vaccine. Let me take these Xanax real quick.
This is safer.
And then do it with lean.
Yeah, I just want to say,
and a blunt.
If you ever drink a Four Loko, I don't ever want to hear your vaccine complaints.
For the original Four Loko?
The original Four Loko
was killing niggas.
Like niggas, I've never had a Four Loko. I can say we lived through the Four Loko era, and I never had a sip.
I had the original Four Loko.
What happened when you had half of one?
You had a half of Four Loko?
Nigga, yeah, I couldn't even.
And yeah, you lived to tell the story?
Yeah, I did half of them. My boy drank half of it. He was sleeping in the back seat in like 30 minutes.
I had half a Four Loko. Nigga, I had a panic attack.
A full one?
Nigga, I had a panic attack.
I had a full one. I had a complete Four Loko, one of the original ones.
And what happened?
Come out. What year was that? 2010?
It came out like 2009, 2010.
I want to say it was around the time that I used to live in the dorms, man. Sky, remember how I used to get down when I was in it? We was in the dorms. This nigga, it was a pick.
Hey.
Whoa, you
crib.
Are crib?
Crib.
How far ahead are you?
Crib.
Bro, how?
Nigga ain't even threw the ball yet on mine.
Yeah, what you watching?
Yeah, y'all
you
got watching? A slow ass.
Goodness gracious.
I'm watching that live on TV.
Yeah, that's the pick six. Breeze just threw a pick six.
That wasn't he did.
Well, thank you for telling
this nigga Scott really is in the future.
Nigga.
Gee, I knew you was ahead when you were watching the freaking Chiefs and Browns game. You were like, that was a terrible pick by Henny. I was like, what? What you mean? This nigga's in a shotgun right now. There's no part of him that's in the end zone.
This nigga called the pick six before Breeze even hiked the ball.
Like, that was the G.
How like, many of y'all niggas are
seconds ago for him?
How many you niggas use the internet feeds though?
I'm not, nigga. I am live.
I'm watching it on Fox.
So maybe. I know Pav used the internet feed.
Yeah, I'm using the YouTube.
I'm live. I am live, literally on Xfinity, bro. He was out of bounds. That was a good call, though. That was a very good call.
Yeah, back to what you said. You know, it's not a Barber's Chair podcast till we interrupt some shit.
Every podcast we do, it gets interrupted.
Nah, nigga, that nigga might call one time like, gee, I love when I be listening to 79 at the Hallis, y'all be talking about the Bears, and all of a sudden Flo's be like, this nigga Justin Herbert is fucking stupid. That's how the fucking know
right. Retired, bro. Drew Brees noodle arm might be worse than Peyton Manning.
Thank God he retired.
So I'm going to tell you what happened since I'm a player ahead. It did not count. But it's a touchdown from Brady to Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. Okay, we good on that.
About Mike Evans, Scott?
Did you see what Devontae did yesterday?
He didn't do that. He wasn't that.
To Mr. Sass?
He was hoeing Jalen.
He was hoeing Jalen all game.
I wouldn't say that. He didn't have that many yards, did he?
Gee, let me check. He got at least two touchdowns on this nigga, bro.
I didn't think he got any touchdowns.
No, he had one. He
got one for sure.
Duked his ass at the goal line.
No, that wasn't not. That was on 36. That wasn't Jalen Ramsey.
No, that was just he got Jalen Ramsey confused on that play.
Play Ramsey was getting cooked all yesterday.
Let me see.
It happens though. I think niggas think that
he had 9 receptions, 66 yards, 1 touchdown. But he had a 21 yard play still. But what was you saying before we interrupted this podcast?
We was talking about crack and something.
Yeah, we was talking about crack. You can always count for that on a drug discussion.
Ain't there a documentary on crack on Netflix?
I heard
no, it. I on everything I love. The Bears find a way to get Sean Watson. I'm doing a line. I'm doing a line. On anything I love.
How have you not done a line, Damien? You in the freaking military, brother.
Exactly, brother.
Oh, okay. You're right. Right.
He's not finna interrogate himself on the podcast.
Yeah. Damn, DJ Vlad.
So tell us, where did you hide the drugs at specifically? How many lines and who are you, and what military personnel were you with?
Right. What was your location?
Nigga, I know every nigga in the military did coke at least once. I remember when I was with a certain group of people who were in a certain branch of the military, and they're like, man, we can't even smoke weed like that. I'm like, so y'all finna do coke? What's the line of reasoning here? Like, it's not.
And they said it get out quicker.
Like, it got out your system quick. I was like, so you moved to coke? There's got to be like an intermediary. How does it go from weed to coke?
There was folks that used to do ecstasy all the time just for that same reason. Ecstasy, just because it got out your
ecstasy
system.
Ecstasy all the time is like wild though. Like all the time. Like I feel like that's something you do like
when just too much.
Get it in for one night. Like I don't think you should just every day do some ecstasy. I don't think that's what you should do, bro.
Yeah, like it's like murder.
Like why do you want to feel like that, bro?
Like murdering.
What about murdering?
They said that him and Ja Rule was doing X like every day. He said they made half Rule 336 on X.
That nigga said
they made Aiden Funny on X.
That nigga said you can't make this shit sober.
Yeah,
I think they were talking about putting it on. It was like, nigga, you can't make this shit sober, nigga.
He said the reason that Jennifer Lopez said nigga on the song, he told him to say it while sober. I mean while on X. Which is funny, like is Irv Gotti black? Like, does he have any black in this movie?
I have no. That's a good one.
I think he like black and Puerto Rican. But you know what's funny with that? Like niggas was on J Lo's ass for that.
Gee, like she came under fire, bro.
Fat Joe says nigga all the time.
That's true.
Fat Joe been.
He do, but see, I think it's a New York thing.
Okay.
Yeah, New York. Everybody just say.
Ain't she from the Bronx or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This nigga Irv Gotti's name is Irvin Domingo
Lorenzo.
This nigga is Puerto Rican, which is cool. But the thing
about Gotti ethnicity,
which is cool. But the thing about these Puerto Ricans and
no, he has black in him.
Yeah, I think he's black. Yeah, I think his father's has get some. Somebody in his family got some black in him.
Okay.
We're out here.
I'm a Fat Joe went on a Chicago radio show and was like, man, I'm gonna keep saying nigga. Niggas ain't challenge him. Niggas like, all
right,
bro.
Because Fat Joe was
This is the thing. Right, like number one, Fat Joe ain't no bitch. That's number one.
No, never.
Let's get that straight right now. Him and
did he smack Jay-Z with the bottle?
Nigga definitely not Jay-Z out in the back of the club one time in like 98. Had that nigga leaning in the back of the club. So let's get that out the way right now.
And then talked about how Jay was scared to show up at Rucker.
Right. So he's not. Yeah, exactly. So like this nigga is not a bitch. When they call him Joey Crack, that's a street name. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And 50 was the only crazy nigga to go up against them. 50 is the craziest nigga on planet Earth. I knew
remember
this nigga
them niggas
50,
was about to fight at the MTV Awards.
Dude, this nigga 50 got banned from Summer Jam for a decade. I don't think people talk about that now. He got banned for a day because he was throwing chairs in the crowd in like 04 or some shit like that. But this nigga 50 on Beef 3, I guess the niggas who were banging with Smurf, these niggas outside like his grandma old crib, whatever, like masked up everything. Niggas like, I ain't gonna say Boo Boo a bitch. He ain't no bitch. He just unloyal. He's just not loyal.
Just not loyal. Niggas was terrified.
That tell me everything I need to know about 50.
Niggas was terrified, bro. B3 was crazy.
B3 was the best one.
Crazy. Nigga, Jeezy had a little kid.
B2 was trash.
AR-15.
No, what's the one with
a pistol in his hand and just flashing the cameras? I'm like, come on. That's another one. I don't understand how music video directors are okay with niggas flashing guns in their face.
What were they going to do?
They'd probably be scared.
Right, like, what were they going to do?
Make sure
a lot of these niggas were lames.
That's true.
Who was shooting these videos? What are they going to do? Excuse me, can you put that gun down?
I'm going to watch it.
Brett Ratner telling
us. GD Legend P. Rico. That nigga had a song called Say Hello. And it had like, who else had it? Little Mr. Joe. Do you remember that, John?
Yeah,
that was like in the beginnings of the drill era. Them niggas had some of the oldest weaponry I've ever seen, bro. They might as well.
Nigga, you never seen guns till you seen early drill era videos,
bro.
Them niggas had Afghanistan
muskets,
guns.
Nigga.
Jeez, some nigga had a 350.
Back when Dirk had the long dreads, nigga.
Gee, them niggas, I know
that's
they
the
had,
real Dirk.
I know they had to put the bullets in literally through the barrel themselves. I know this nigga Drew Brees did not just do that. Oh my God.
Off the Shits, which is a classic record.
Which is a classic record.
Classic,
with
classic
the shits,
record.
They really be off the shits.
That nigga said, let me get a Polish, no homo.
No homo.
I think one of the craziest things about the drill era is how many niggas legitimately died.
How? Okay, who is, let's go back. Who has survived the drill era?
Lil Durk
and Keith.
Reese.
Rico Reckless, Reese.
Reese still in the hood.
No, he not.
No, Reese not in the hood.
Reese not in the hood?
No.
Not really.
I mean, he be up there sometimes, but he ain't back on near Parkway or near 64. He don't be over there like that.
Oh, they the body's ass by now.
No, he's still not. Nigga, freaking, whatchamacallit? What's that nigga name who just passed away recently?
Fredo?
King Von. Nigga, that nigga be in freaking whatchamacallit often. He be in a Parkway often, so.
I know. Not anymore.
Oh, come on, G. Come on, Jay.
He said, not anymore. Come on. He said, not anymore.
Come on. But no, B3 was the best one.
Is that the one with
that's T.I.
went to?
Is that with T.I.?
Yeah, that's the one with T.I.
One with 50 said, I really don't like that guy.
That's first beef.
You sure like Beef 2?
No, that's first beef. Beef 2 was trash. Beef 2 had Eminem versus Royce the 5'9".
Oh, God.
Which is just two friends who should did not have been beefing.
Exactly.
That's all it was. And two niggas who did not really hate each other.
Nope. It was just hurt feelings.
Just hurt feelings, bro.
Disagreements. Beef 2. That shit probably had like Jermaine Dupri. And remember Jermaine Dupri and Dr. Dre was beefing?
Fuck Jermaine.
He don't have
he don't
Lionel Timberland's name.
Timberland's name.
Over 100 million records sold, and now you have to
do it with 10 or 11-year-olds. Eminem was like, what about Jermaine? Fuck Jermaine.
Fuck Jermaine.
That nigga, honestly, real shit, like Jermaine Dupri is definitely a legend, but niggas ain't putting him off there with Dre and Timbaland just because.
They should.
They should. If we just talk on a straight up production level, yes. But you know how they look at a lot of Jay-Z, JD shit, nigga, you made R&B niggas and shit. You made records with kids.
Yeah, that's probably what get him. That and he copied a lot of niggas.
Oh,
he
for sure.
Every nigga, this nigga Dre them samples, he didn't do shit to the beat.
boy.
Yeah.
If you look next, at them originally,
if you listen to the next episode, beat
the nigga didn't do shit to the beat. To the nigga beat. Did nothing but chop it.
And the keys like, and the keys on still Daria Scott Storch.
Yeah.
So like this nigga, like everybody steals stuff.
That's all Scott Storch.
Everybody steals stuff.
And people forget Dre made like two beats on Doggy Style. That's all Dez. That's all Dez.
I didn't know he made two beats on Doggy Style.
Oh, that flag is coming back. Fuck out of here.
Which beats was it?
I don't remember. I think he made like
these niggas and put
he
out.
He made Jenna Juice.
What kind of touchdown was that?
That's a flag, brother.
Jameis threw that shit.
That was Jameis who threw that?
Yeah. Oh.
Of course, because it went deep. Drew Brees can't throw that far.
Drew Brees' arm is just disrespectful.
This nigga grilled up like shit.
Oh, fuck, that's a touchdown.
Oh, that's a touchdown?
Yeah.
How?
Hey, just called it. It's a touchdown.
What?
Yep. That's a hell of a fucking play. Yep, Jameis threw that bitch.
What makes him think?
Ready. He ain't played all year.
Bro, I would probably put in Jameis Winston the rest of the game. He gonna pick the ball off at least 20 times. I would with Jameis Winston the game. Why would you not think that's gonna be thrown?
Right,
lined up as a wideout.
Like, you gotta expect it.
Run a crossing route.
You gotta expect that. What y'all doing this week, man?
It's hilarious how you know we have no topics to talk about.
Nigga watching the game.
Nah, shit, bro. Staples Center, bro.
Pav said in the group chat that Joe's not allowed in, even though he's trying to get his way in there and try to mess up our aesthetic.
Bro, you just don't have to deal with the fact it's gonna be an Android nigga.
Now. No, you get you a fucking iPhone. We bully Damian, now we bullying you.
Yeah, you get an iPhone, bro.
Like, I'm not getting an iPhone. Why? It's a terrible phone.
No, it's not.
Bro, you all can do half the things I could do with my phone. I don't want
you that. Who cares?
You group chat that you want to desperately be in.
You can't FaceTime.
Yo, don't you got a, you got iMessage on your computer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So iMessage us with your email, nigga. There we go. Problem solved.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't I have to sign up for something?
Barbershop fan, let's start a GoFundMe to get
started. Nah, don't you got a iCloud email address?
Yeah. That's how you do it.
I can use it with
an iCloud, then you can use it.
You can use it with like an iPad or your computer, whatever. There we go. Problem solved. You're not adding your phone.
He said he not going to do it.
He's not going to do it. So that's your option.
I don't remember my email for my password for my iCloud.
Well, you got work to do.
That's hilarious.
If you want to be in the group chat, there you go. We're not adding your phone. It's
we
not
we have to start creating topics for this podcast.
We are.
We're going to be sitting here like, so.
I mean, I personally thought the conversation was flowing.
No, it was until that touchdown came.
The touchdown fucked
the flow up.
We were like, man, look at this here.
The touchdown, and I forgot what we were talking about.
Look at this shit here. I don't even know like, that. Is that Jameis? What the fuck?
What is this?
God damn it. That Jameis Winston?
Like some old niggas.
God damn it. That boy can throw.
That nigga stole some damn crab legs. I'll never forget that.
They need to leave Jameis in. I'm not even joking, bro. That pass looks so much better than anything.
Yeah, because he ain't had no pressure underneath that nigga.
I mean, still, what is Drew Brees doing?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm not even
this is going out game.
Yeah,
he's going out terribly.
Yeah, Jay Glazer said this nigga's retiring when the season's over.
That's probably the last touchdown they're gonna get.
The problem is the Saints. It's not the Saints, but the Buccaneers defense. The Buccaneers defense is soft.
That's true.
That's just really what it is.
Plays a lot of bad defense in the NFL these days.
Oh, speaking of, I know some people don't like our sports talk on here, but y'all niggas will deal with it. I watched that Nets game last night, and look, man.
Hey, niggas.
I'm saying this, bro. Hey, I don't give a fuck that they can't play defense.
It don't
fuck
matter.
Defense.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
And I have a hot take. It don't matter. Dude. I have a hot take for this podcast. Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Sevi, offensively, is dangerous, more dangerous than Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. Now hear me out.
JL, get out of here, nigga.
Now hear me out.
It's facts, though.
Now why I say this, all three of them can get their own bucket. Klay can't go out and just Klay can get his own bucket, but Klay's more of a spot-up guy. Steph is streaky. When Steph is on, that nigga hit from Mars. When he off, that nigga missing layups and shit. all three of these niggas can get their own bucket. So you gotta
they can get their own bucket all around the field.
Like even when Harden's not efficient, he gets to the line 20-25 times a game. Kyrie's gonna do the same thing.
Harden will legit go 5 of 24 and have 42 points.
Exactly.
You'd be like, nigga, what? That's true.
I mean, personally,
I actually feel sorry for LeBron. Not that, of course, that it's a guarantee that the Nets are gonna somehow make it to the finals and win. But it seems like whenever this nigga gets settled,
I'm not gonna hold you. They're gonna mow through the East. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Okay, probably.
They're gonna mow through the East. I'm sorry. They're gonna mow through the East.
Probably.
I'm not gonna say mow through.
They gonna mow through. Did you see the Celtics that niggas had 37 points in the third quarter?
Tatum ain't play.
Oh, he didn't?
Tatum ain't play. He was sick.
Okay.
Tatum.
Is that gonna make up that much?
Yes, it is. Jason Tatum is a bucket. Yes.
Half of their team is sick. Yeah. Half of their team is still sick.
Tatum got the Rona?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I had to be a reason for the Knicks to win by 25.
He's in, either he has it or he's in protocol or
one of things.
He's not okay. The reason why I would agree with you is because people think offense is just scoring. Offense is more than just scoring. The reason why even when I was watching the game, I'm like, damn, they did need Harden. They ain't had no playmaker. Do you know how, nigga, I've never seen KD have an easier 42 points. There was one play.
I didn't even realize he had 42.
There was one play when they sent KD up for the screen for Harden. Two niggas left with Harden and KD pop. I'm like, usually... That's who niggas KD. Going with Harden is what you should do.
Yeah.
But nigga, the nigga who just popped is KD. This nigga was shooting wide open shots. And like he is by far, to me, the way they have to play is like Harden is your point guard. KD is your second option. Kyrie, and it was other situations in which I saw
Brady just got picked off.
In which like Luau Cabernet would like end up with the ball with like 7 seconds left.
This really is a senior citizen ball.
They got a band running to the end zone, bro. I don't want to see this no more. That's so lame.
No, that's not a pick. He was out of bounds. Fuck out of here. He was out of bounds.
Pat, one.
Yeah, he's out of bounds.
No, he's out. Out of here. Not a pick.
Yeah, but no, like Kyrie is the guy where it's like, all right, what we planned to do didn't work. We got 7 seconds left. Figure it out, nigga. And there's nobody, to me, in my opinion, in the NBA, damn near in NBA history, outside of like Kobe and shit, better at figuring shit the fuck out with like 7 seconds left on the clock. You could get that nigga the ball with no play, no screen, no nothing, be like, here, do something, and he will actually do something, and it might work. Kyrie, when it comes to running a team, doesn't really produce good results. You've never seen Kyrie run a 50-win team.
What about? Like, are you talking about like as a point guard? You don't know.
Saying the ball dominant person should be Harden.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As in, like, he should be the point guard.
Harden should be the point guard on this team.
Kyrie the two.
You don't do shit but worry about scoring. When you get the ball, nigga, just scores you. And then KD is like, if I got a last shot, I'm giving it to KD. I'm putting the ball in Kyrie's hands, but I'm running a play. No, I'm putting the ball in Harden's hands, but I'm running a play for KD.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with Kyrie taking the last shot either.
I wouldn't have a problem with either of them taking the last shot, to be honest with you.
I want Harden. I want Harden to stay his black ass out the way when it's clutch time.
Not becoming fat.
No, you know what's disgusting? That I got a roof for James Harden. Because of my hate for fraudulent 23.
You're going to start to like him. Watch. You're going to start
to like him.
If they're running at all cylinders and they're running very well and efficiently, do you honestly think they can win?
They can win. Yeah, but here's where this is what they need. This is what they're going to do at the deadline. They're going to get a big at the deadline either through trade or the waiver wire.
I say get JaVale.
Cheating will be find a way to get Drummond. I don't know if they have assets to get Drummond.
They can't do it.
That nigga getting paid like 30.
Oh, he getting paid 27 God. Million.
27 Damn. Million. Yeah, never mind, then. Never mind.
If they somehow finessed him, they're cheating. That's all that would tell me.
The Lakers' best way to beat them is have Anthony Davis wreck havoc on the glass. Him, LeBron, and Marcus All. Which can happen.
And Trez.
Look, I'm not worried about Trez come playoff time. I'm going to be 100% real with you. We see how Trez get down to playoffs. Laker fans going to treat Trez like they treated Danny Green come playoff time. Let's be 100% real. We know how, and this is what I love about fans in general, because, you know, you can hate a player until you come to your team and you start making excuses for him. Laker fans hated Trez when he was with the Clippers. We're supposed to be scared of Trez. Now, he's going to be a good picker. He come off the bench, do this, that, and third. Nigga, I'm not worried about that nigga come play all the time. So that's how you beat them. But the biggest thing they need to worry about getting a big and get Kyrie a therapist. That's what they need.
I told you, Dr. Melfi.
Get you a right Dr. Melfi, you good to go. Because we don't know what this nigga Kyrie. Is it Kyrie the might, these niggas might win 12 or 14, and Kyrie be like, I don't really feel like I'm really being appreciated by the organization.
Is he really going through emotional trauma? Or he just,
who knows? Like I said on Ball Don't Lie, I think he's full of shit.
Was he just a dick?
I think he's just a dickhead.
I think it's both. He may be a dick who's also having some emotional issues.
I think he's emotional. I don't think he has emotional issues. I think he's an emotional nigga.
He an emotional, smart, dumb nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
That's emotional, Kyrie. Smart,
oh, just wait till the NBA makes the players take the vaccine. Ho, ho, ho. Mr. Kyrie Sebby's going to have a problem with that.
You know,
he pulling a Chappelle. He's just going to go to Africa.
Mahatma Kyrie. That's the funniest nickname. Kyrie.
Mahatma Kyrie. The stupidest thing about it is, if you explain a vaccine to a person, like, have you seen the videos of folks faking like seizures and shakes and shit?
Gee, niggas did the challenge video. What's the name of that dance? What's the name of that dance?
Junebug dance.
Yeah, the Junebug. Nigga, I want to do one of them joints by Staples Center.
I actually like that challenge. That challenge.
I do too. I can do that motherfucker.
I can actually do that challenge.
Nigga, them little ass granny arms, nigga. That's as far as you can go. But. I think the stupidest thing about it is explaining a virus to somebody. Literally, the only thing a vaccine is a dead virus with, a dead virus that teaches your body to defend the vaccine itself. That's it. So where are niggas getting seizures and shakes from? I have no clue where that even comes into play. It's just stupid. And then on top of the fact that due to the Capitol riots, they're tracking down everybody because their location data was on. That's it. That's all it took for them to track niggas down. Why would they put a chip inside of you? What's the point? They can use your phone.
You have a cell phone. They can find you.
Yeah. Watch First 48. Them niggas could find
you. That's how they got all them Capitol niggas. Remember they tweeted, everybody's cell phone in the area, we got the information. That's all niggas get locked up.
That's how I knew you were paying attention, because I literally just said that.
Oh, yeah. See.
Scott, where the fuck did you find this picture, G?
What picture?
Of me smiling with the damn flamingo.
Oh, face. So I found like an old post on my archive, right? And I was looking for a video like with me and Cliff, because this nigga birthday. And this is when we was at that pool party that Waz had, right? When you was wearing like that big ass jacket in 105 degree weather. And then we went to IHOP the next after the party, and your ass in there smacked. So I had the caption. I was like, nigga, I'm gonna zoom in, nigga. It's a meme right here.
Shit is funny as fuck.
Your ass was smacked, boy. That party was funny as hell.
That party was very fun, by the way.
It was hot as shit. This nigga Pappy got a full fit on.
Yeah, I might go to
the club after this.
I mean, did I go to the club after that?
I don't know. I don't think you did.
I might have.
I think you got drunk and went to sleep.
Sounds about right. As well.
Even when we have, everybody has the vaccine, there's so many things I'm not going to do.
Club is one of them.
Because I look at them differently. Like, I don't want to be next to anybody, especially in a club.
Just think about stuff, even at a game, you elbow to elbow with a nigga at Staples Center.
Like, yeah, I hate saying that to people.
High fiving random niggas at a football game, like, yeah, let's go, guys. Like,
no, never again.
I'm like, bro, don't touch me. Get away from me. The hands, I already had the hand sanitizer on deck. I'm like, ugh, no. I used to be wondering, how do I catch a cold so easily?
Because you're still around people.
Of course, you know, I feel like this is all black mamas used to say this. Oh, you better put a hat on. That's how you're going to catch a cold, even though that's literally not how you catch a cold at all.
But you can catch a cold with no hat on if it's like cold as shit outside.
That's not how you catch a cold. That's hypothermia.
So if you just take your hat off and it's cold as shit outside, you can't get sick from that, nigga.
Hypothermia? You won't catch the literal common cold from that. There are no orifices on your head where something can enter. You catch a cold from droplets, bro. Just like you catch COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, bro.
Grandma would always tell me, don't take a shower before you walk out the house because you'll get pneumonia.
Yeah. You hear the same thing? I'm like, huh?
Don't take a shower before you walk out the house.
Don't take a shower.
Yeah, because you'll catch a cold.
Bro, it's all a myth. It ain't true.
Yeah, that does sound like some old black people shit.
Bro, not wearing a hat when it's cold, how will you get a cold from that? Think about that. The common cold, how do you get that from not having
a hat? I don't know, but I damn sure had a hat on.
Yeah, I'm not testing that theory. I'm not testing that theory at all. But yeah, back when we go outside and have fun, yeah, that was a good weekend.
What do you all think is honestly going to be,
realistically,
90% safe to go back outside?
2023, second half?
Damn. Honestly, I feel like the same way too, though.
If we be safe to go out. No, it'll be quote unquote, people will be back and doing things that they want to do by like 2022.
But here's the issue is, does the vaccine protect against the new contagious strand? The contagious
they said strand, it does.
No, they said it does.
Okay. The contagious strands, typically I heard at least from all of the epidemiologists I follow on Twitter that new strands of a virus are not more deadly. They're more contagious, but they typically get weaker in terms of how deadly they are. So, but if the virus, if the vaccine works and everything goes through, 2022.
Okay, but then you gotta have people take that motherfucker though.
You're not gonna have no, but also you only need a nice segment of a population to take it.
That's you know true. How you get people to take it? Make it mandatory for sporting events.
What happened with this place, Scott?
They about to make it mandatory for flights.
You said what happened with the players? Fourth and two right now. They converted. It's a false start on the Saints. So now
it's gonna end up being it's gonna end up being a situation in which I think where like you gonna have to mostly take it.
And by the way, Damien is up to show he had to go be a working man and pay bills. So
this nigga don't ever say goodbye, nothing, brother.
No, he put it in a group chat that you're not.
Yeah, you're not in.
Bro, just add me to the chat.
Get your iCloud email and I will add you. No.
Add me to the chat, bro.
No, get your iCloud. I'll add your iCloud email.
To the chat. I'm adding iCloud email right now. I want to be a part of this chat.
All right. I'll add your iCloud. I'll add your iCloud to it.
This got to be a way for me to root my phone and get iMessages on. This is bull.
It's not.
Trust me. Somebody else would have did that shit.
This is trash, bro.
See, when you see that, when you put your ad, I will add your email and you'll be part of the cipher.
The cipher, bro. Who you, a 5%er?
Shut the fuck up. But yeah. So we will be here with you for the next 30 minutes because I'm trying to watch the second half of this football game. What were we just talking about? Are we talking about the virus? Yeah, make that shit mandatory for sporting events. Because white people want to go to sporting events.
They're going to take it anyway. They're going to have to take it to people, kids are going to take it to go back to school.
But what makes you said 2022. What makes you hopeful about 2023? I'm thinking 2023.
Niggas are going to go outside, bro. Like, niggas are going to.
I'm talking about not going outside illegally like people are doing right now.
It's not
going
to be. It's going to be open. They're not going to close
shit down. I'm expecting shit to be open very, very soon.
It's going to be. People's stuff going to be open. It's not going to be closed down. You can go outside. You're going to have to wear a mask even when you do get the vaccine.
I have no problem wearing masks long
until
term,
probably like
I don't either. I've kind of got
it. How nasty human beings are. I'm fine with treating my mask like I'm bringing my keys out the house
until probably like 2024. Then, like, maybe you won't because I would assume at that point 90% of the population will be vaccinated by that time period. But also, is this something that you just get one time or do you have to get this every single year? That's also a thing. Do you know, Joe?
That's a good question because I know you get it's like the tetanus booster shot. The tetanus shot is not effective for, I think it's effective for like 10 or 16 years, then you need a new shot to strengthen it again. So you may end up having to get a COVID booster shot.
What's funny about the vaccine, though, I could take the vaccine. If you're around somebody who didn't take the vaccine, them niggas will still get it, though, right? Which is weird.
Well, no. Herd immunity is supposed to protect them and you.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Okay.
It's like John.
So let's just say, give an example. Let's just say, for some reason, which of course, all you mom and dad are gonna take the vaccine. Let's just say y'all didn't take the vaccine, right?
Mm-hmm.
For hypothetical purposes, and I took the vaccine, I came to visit y'all. I would be safe, but y'all wouldn't.
No. Okay. So typically, out of the population, I think you need a third of the population
to
get vaccinated. Please, whoever listen, we are not epidemiologists.
Yeah. Please. This homeboy MD. This is homeboy MD. Do not 100% take what we're saying on here.
This is just hypothetical. But one thing it ain't gonna be based off no suspicions or anything. But I'm pretty sure that you need a third of the population vaccinated because they will protect the unvaccinated from catching the disease.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry, the virus. So that's what I believe. So if it wouldn't be just you, if me, you pops had the vaccine. But mom didn't. We would protect her from getting it.
Yeah, she'd be fine.
So it's not that they need the entire world to get vaccinated.
They need enough of it to get vaccinated where it's like it kind of stomps out the virus. So it has no more hosts, basically.
Imagine if this was SARS, nigga. Like something that was legit deadly. You know what I mean?
Some dead motherfuckers and shit.
But those weren't as contagious to my understanding.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, SARS was nowhere near as contagious. Like you gotta get SARS, nigga. Like you gotta get that shit.
Imagine, nigga, if this was SARS, nigga. Would people still be doing this? When like 40% of the people
who I think if it was like a disease where you can physically see the problem on your face.
Nah, like even with polio, and people's like, oh, people stay in the house, nigga. Polio take away your ability to walk. If you tell me a disease gonna have me not being able to walk in a month, I'm not going outside. If you tell me some shit gonna get me sick for 2 weeks, nigga, I'ma assume as a young healthy adult, I'm probably gonna be okay. If it was something that was like I said, like polio, and I mean that's one thing I saw at first. It's like, oh, when the polio came out, people stayed inside and they locked their things down. Yeah, nigga, polio made niggas where you couldn't walk. The president couldn't walk because the nigga had polio.
Wait, Franklin Roosevelt? He was on
the polio? Nigga had polio, G. He had polio. That's
why he had polio as a kid, as a shorty.
Yeah, and it fucked up his ability to walk. That's why he was always in the wheelchair.
This is Pav and Flo's History Hour. Well, like, thank you.
Whatever happened to y'all niggas' history podcast? Y'all was gonna do.
We still gotta do it. Yeah, only thing that ended up happening is I really wanted to do it then, but I had to deal with finals and I completely forgot. We still didn't get the history pod cracking.
We just gotta like pick subjects like weekly.
Yeah, y'all need to do that. By the way, we're doing something with the guys this week. We're gonna be of course the Soprano season 2 will be.
All right, nigga, I created my Apple, I used my email. Add me. I want in.
What is it?
I'm gonna send you.
I'm gonna add you now.
I want in to whatever you need.
Just tell me on air, nigga.
I'm not gonna tell you on air, nigga. I don't want niggas emailing me.
Okay, good point.
Don't you be fine with niggas emailing you.
But yeah, we're gonna be doing that. Pav, did you watch WandaVision or you boycotting TV shows?
I'm not watching that shit. Okay. Just put it in a movie.
You not want to enjoy things?
Put it in a fucking
movie. He's anti-TV show.
It's not that I'm anti. It's like, for one, it's not all out yet. So I gotta wait on this shit. By the time episode 10 come out, I'm gonna be disinterested.
It's not 10 episodes.
Fucking, how many episodes is it?
It's 9.
Put it in a fucking movie.
Well, when it's all said and done, when it's all finished, you can just watch it all together.
But just put it in a movie. It's 2 hours. Put it in a movie. Shit.
It's actually gonna be a 4-hour movie when it's all said and done.
I'll watch the 4-hour movie.
Okay then. Speaking of 4 hours, who the fuck is gonna watch that terrible Justice League movie that you're gonna put on HBO Max?
The Snyder Cut.
I would watch it. The first Justice League was bad though.
That was terrible.
I went to sleep in that shit. That's like one of the only movies I really went to sleep in.
I was close to leaving the theater, but I didn't leave the theater. The only movie time I ever left the theater was the movie called Insecure with an N, not an I-N, with an N. It was some black Negro film. It was horrible. So bad that I was like, yeah, I'm definitely leaving this theater.
Joe, do you see us? Are you on your iMessage?
I am opening it up now. How does this work?
It says I added you to the conversation.
Okay.
Only movie I left, I think it was called Skyline or something like that.
Skyline.
It was about aliens. It was a terrible movie.
I'm finna send you a message. Joe, can you
read? Yeah, you in the chat.
Ah! Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Welcome.
Yes, I can, niggas.
There we go. Welcome.
Finally.
Welcome, you piece of shit.
I don't know why I type a laugh, motherfucking ass off. Like, we not all
like we right can't now. Hear you laughing.
Yeah.
So now you get all our jokes. Welcome, nigga. So
finally, it feels.
So what you got on your laptop? What you got on your laptop or something?
On my laptop. Okay. I will say though, I might end up getting an iPad, but I was trying to get an iPad on me for a minute. So,
yeah, I don't. What do iPads do now?
Nothing.
Like, really? How are they different?
The only reason I would use it for is to be able to go to whatchamacallit, like to the games. It take notes a lot easier than I would with my laptop. Because typically, when I'm at the game, I just can tweet so much easier with my phone, and I typically just want to write. So
makes sense.
Rather than sitting here typing with own keys. So the only reason I have my laptop is for school.
Makes sense.
I mean, I only use my laptop when I'm fucking on a flight and shit. That's really it. Or when we, if I do like Zoom, or like a Skype or some shit like that. But you know, Pav, do you use it on the iPhone where they got like, it's kind of like a top nine type shit?
Huh?
Like on your contacts, like they got like a top nine, like it's MySpace, the people who you text the most.
Think I'd see that, but okay.
Yeah, yeah, I may
see that.
What iPhone you got?
The I don't know. One of the current
is the 12 Pro Max.
Yeah, I got the 11.
Oh, nice.
I probably got the 12s. I have no idea.
I have the Galaxy Note Ultra 5G 20. Galaxy 20 Ultra 5G? Huh?
That bitch big as fuck.
It's literally the same size as your phone. Every phone is big now.
It just look, even like y'all fonts be looking shitty.
Fonts be looking shitty on y'all text. People can actually change the fonts of things.
Why don't y'all change it?
You may see people who have changed fonts. My fonts look the same as everybody else's.
Y'all needs to change. Y'all fonts need to change like ASAP.
Bro, I just know my phone's harder than y'all's, bro.
You needed an email bezel, to join bro. Us.
Look at this phone, bro. There is no bezel here. Do you see this? My entire phone is screen.
That bitch look ugly as hell.
It look ugly as shit.
Bro, my entire
phone is like a pen pal.
The aesthetic is off.
Bro, look at that amazing camera.
The camera is nice. The camera looks nice.
Camera, bro. Then I got the freaking S Pen, bro. I can write things on
it. I knew you had one of them motherfuckers. I literally said it looked like a pen pal.
Oh, you did say like a pen pal. That's the only reason I won't go to iPhone is that I need to have an iPhone that has a pen in it. But the only issue is I know if there was an iPhone with the pen in it, the pen's coming separately. Ain't no way they're giving you that pen in the phone.
Yeah.
Get the new iPhone pen, $200.
Like when them niggas switched up the USB ports on the Mac computers, but did not give anybody the new USB ports.
Gee, and niggas said, this is cool. I'm cool with this company. I love Mac computers. Like, I love PCs.
I hate PCs, bro.
Yeah, your camera blurry as shit, bro.
Oh, I know. That's why I be having my shit on. Like, you know, I changed the
view. That is true. This nigga's camera is.
My camera terrible, dog.
What it's terrible.
Like out. Surveillance footage.
it do like bodega.
This is a bodega footage. Cat cam, bro.
Bro, this camera's terrible, G.
It is bad.
It is terrible, G.
The MacBook that I gave you. That I used to use. That's a MacBook from 2008. The camera.
Yeah, but see what happened. Yeah, that's crazy. But see, the thing is, the fucking motherboard crashed, nigga. So that shit freezes like every 2 seconds.
Yeah, that camera, bro. Look, this camera's robbing a convenience store.
Terrible,
bro.
Terrible.
The same convenience store, Uncle.
But I had the light on, nigga. It felt like look like I'm recording from
that shit. Look like fucking Metal Gear Solid.
I tell you, bro, the same convenience store where Peter Parker's uncle got killed at, bro. That's the Uncle Ben convenience store camera. Look at
this. By the way, can we have a moment of appreciation for Metal Gear?
Ooh, you
Metal moron. Gear. Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid was an incredible series.
You talking about the game?
Yeah.
Nigga, when's the last time you played
Metal Gear? Y'all about to say, where the fuck this come from?
I just said it like Metal Gear.
Gee. No, he dropped it.
He dropped it? Oh.
But gee, look.
What down was foot. It?
2 foot. You got to catch that, G. Oh, my God.
That was kind of a difficult catch, though. He didn't have to stretch out for that. It wasn't like right there.
That's a good ball.
Yeah, you got to catch that. The ground, not the ground.
Oh, he dropped it.
Part of me wants to take away that rule in the end zone. I don't really like it.
Remember when you only needed 1 foot down?
Well, that's college, bro. They ain't been that way in a while.
Yeah, ain't never been that way in a
I know. It was like a decade ago.
When the fuck was this?
No, it wasn't never. It
ain't it was. Like, you could, if you got pushed out, it was all love. But you had to get 1 foot down if you got pushed out. And then they changed it to 2 no matter what.
Yeah, that shit's just terrible, bro.
Force out rule? You couldn't force niggas out? That what you were talking about?
No, you could no, like yeah. But a force out was just like you could get 1 foot down and it was all love. Now it's 2 regardless.
Oh, right.
Remember, like on the sideline, you got like 1 foot and you was forced out.
I feel you shouldn't have to hold on to the ball if you got 2 foot and you came down and a part of your body was it no touchdown, Scott?
That's not no touchdown.
It's a terrible man. I hate
that's not a touchdown. He dropped that motherfucker.
According to the rule, I hate it though, bro. I hate it.
He hit the ground and the ball flew loose. That shit is not a catch, nigga. That do not count.
It's not a catch, bro. Oh, maybe
good one
it is.
Good one is terrible, bro. You have to catch that.
It's Godwin, nigga.
Good one, Godwin.
Sorry. Yeah, nah, gee, that's not no catch.
It's not a catch. Nigga. And now it's 3rd and 15.
He knows he messed up. All right, Scott, what happens this play? Clearly, your league's ahead of me. I'm sure they're going to settle for a field goal.
Okay.
I settle for a field goal. I'm not going to.
Yeah, they settle for a field goal.
Huh?
They settle for a field. They gain like 9 yards.
Oh, okay. Good pickup. Makes the field goal easier, but yeah.
We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, because clearly we have nothing to talk about.
We're gonna wrap this podcast up.
We only have stuff to talk about in the evening, bro. In the middle of
you know what we're gonna do? You know what we're gonna do now that you're in the group chat? We're gonna toss around ideas.
No, I mean we can like we got shit to talk about. Just niggas.
Honestly, we have shit. I think we're distracted by this
niggas
game.
Niggas is just watching the football game.
Yeah, niggas is distracted by this game. You can blame Damien's work schedule.
So the nigga works graveyard shifts now?
Yeah, he works from like Sunday to Wednesday. Our OT time is still the same.
Oh, okay. But
we're gonna have to figure something out for next week because I ain't recording during the NFC Championship Sunday. Niggas might do something on Saturday.
Is that an extra week off during the NFC Championship?
No, that's come on, G. That's after the Championship Sunday.
They make the field goal, bro.
I'm not that ahead yet. He's attempting it right now. 37-yard field goal. And it is. He hasn't kicked it yet. All right, here we go. He got the easy money. Tight game.
Okay.
So, we gonna holler at y'all niggas, man. We'll be back for OT later this week. You know where to follow us. I'm not gonna name all the Twitter ads again, but what I want y'all to do when we drop Soft Lips on Monday at midnight on Monday, I want y'all niggas to stream that shit. Shout out to everybody who streamed, let it to my exes. We appreciate y'all. Songs About Women coming very, very soon. Look out for that, man.
It's time to get me back on the song again. We're gonna take it back.
Are we bringing Young Flows out of retirement?
Let's do it.
Man, I had some cold verses every now and then.
You had some hard verses.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, we'll holler at y'all niggas. We out.